Amen.
Ich rühm die Gnade,
amazing grace.
Auch wir dürfen.
Also we
von ganzem Herzen tun.
May praise this grace with all our hearts. Also this morning, the grace of God, which He has given to all of us. To be here this morning, to hear what He has to say to us. We are grateful to God that we may live in this end time, that He opened our hearts, eyes, and ears for His word. For we know God's word is the truth, and His word remains forever. May the Lord also this morning bless us from the riches of His grace. I would like to read a word from the scripture, from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, a couple of verses from the prayer of the Lord as high priest. I read from verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. Praise and thanks. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Praise and thanks. Is this right, brothers? And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Praise and thanks. With all our hearts, we can be grateful that He revealed His name to us. The world doesn't know Him, but we know Him. We are gathered in His name this morning to receive His blessing. Let us stand up and let us pray together. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for the privilege to may be here this morning to receive what you have prepared for us. We thank you, Lord, with all our hearts that you revealed yourself to us, that you spoke to us. We thank you. Your word is the truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word remains forever. speak through your word this morning to all our hearts. Bless our brother, use him, and use us all. We thank you, and we praise your holy name, and we ask you also, because we believe that you are present this morning by your Holy Spirit in our midst, that you heal all sickness, that you take everything into your hands, and that you will bring everything to pass. Please make all things well. We are looking up to you. We are not looking to one another, but we are looking to Jesus Christ, who is in our midst by the Holy Spirit. Please let it be manifest. Go through our midst. Touch our hearts. We thank you that you will do it in Jesus' name. Amen. We remain standing. We sing a chorus number 5. We'll give the glory only to Jesus. And now we ask that the parents are coming to the front with their child while we are singing this chorus. We sing Thou Art Worthy, and after the child dedication, I ask that the group of Brother Jean-Claude comes to the front and sings us the song.
Dans la crainte de ton nom, que tu bénisses les parents, Seigneur, que tu les gardes pour la gloire de ton nom, pour le temps et pour l'éternité, au nom de Jésus-Christ, notre Sauveur et notre Rédempteur. Amen. 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 Amen.
Wir alle dürfen uns setzen.
You may be seated. just wonderful that in all the languages we can sing the songs and the hymns, that we can listen to them, singing them. And I wished myself that our choir at least would sing at every first weekend also in the English or in the French language. And then I really wish that all who would like to sing a song in Russian or Polish or whatever language, that all are coming to their right, that we can rejoice with everyone, so that all languages feel included, so that no one is excluded. Also today we would like to welcome especially all those from outside of Europe, all who have come this weekend. Whom do we have? From Canada? Who is here today? Or have you been becoming citizens of Europe? Today all things are possible. God bless you in a very special way. And if you ask me, how it was last night, and the thought came to me, who was listening yesterday? Were thousands connected or more worldwide? And please, hold fast your seats. Yesterday, 1,161 connections were worldwide. 1,161 connections, groups, congregations, individuals have been joining us last night. And is this not tremendous? Who would have thought this 20 or more years ago, or 50 years ago, when the seals were opened in March 63? Who would have thought this, that this last message would reach the ends of the earth, for the witness that we have really arrived now at the end of the time of grace? And I don't know, sometimes I'm rebuked because I'm reading so many emails, but if I don't do it, I'm also rebuked. It's just not possible to make it well to everybody. But today we had special phone calls and also SMS from Kolwezi, a phone call from Japan, Brother Ngonga, Brother Bruce, Brother Mwamba from Melbourne, Australia. Then Brother and Sister Trapani are sending greetings. Again, South America. And then South Africa. And then Nairobi. And Haiti. And Guatemala. And Durban, South Africa. Port Elizabeth, South Africa. All are listening. Shall I read all these emails which arrived today? Shall I read them? Really, from all over the world, the emails have come in of those who were joining us and who were blessed last night and who have received and accepted the word of the Lord. May God bless them all. May He be with them. And as we read it in the word of introduction, in verse Also, this is very important, brothers and sisters, that we're not just saying that we believe, but that it finds fulfillment. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church of God. Not three or four in one city. Then nobody will believe. Here it's written, black on white, John 17, verse 23, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And only if we, as the body of the Lord, as members who by the Spirit of God were baptized into one body, if we come to this perfect unity, and this for the reason, so that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The unity of the true believers in this time is the command of the hour. And this can only be succeeded under the direct teaching and leading of the Holy Spirit. Please, let us take this word seriously. As it is written here, I in them and thou in me. If he is in you and in me, then we will come into this perfect unity. Not a partial unity, not a unity of test. No, coming into the perfect unity so that the whole world may know that thou hast sent me and that thou lovest me and that you loved them. Thereby it is manifest that he has loved us as we are loving him and as we love one another by his grace. It's just so tremendous, brothers and sisters, if we remember, and let me say this once or two times, 1,161 connections were connected worldwide yesterday. And if you think, some churches are really more than 1,000 or more than 3,000 people, especially in Africa, then we are just grateful. And we know it's not only written in Isaiah 55 what our Lord said, the word which comes forth from my mouth will not return void unto me. We may experience it by his grace that the word is being heard worldwide, that it is being received. And as our brother said in the word of introduction, as he prayed, the Lord anointed our eyes, he opened our ears, he opened our hearts. And now the question, when did this happen with the disciples? It happened after the resurrection, when our Lord spoke of Moses, of the Psalms, and of all the prophets, when he referred to it, when he pointed to the fulfillment of what was announced, what was prophesied in the prophecy of the Old Testament. And while hearing the words of the Scripture, the Lord opened, he did both. He showed them the fulfillment and he opened the understanding for it. No one needed to interpret anymore all have heard the word, and by faith they got it revealed, and they had the right understanding for everything. You all know, Brother Branham was that man whom God used in our time. And as we have said it many times, if we would only know what God did in the past, also what he did until 1965, what would you have offered? What would I have offered if we would not have part in that, what God is doing now? Then we would live in the past. We would look back. We would adore the prophet and even his personal belongings. And if we would even make a pilgrimage to his grave site. No, we don't do it. And we don't preach the prophet. We are preaching Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the risen one. We are also not preaching Paul and not Peter. We are preaching what God revealed to a Paul, to a Peter, or to a Brother Branham. And by God's grace, we lead the people of God into the whole council. You also know, also about the end time, Brother Branham has seen and said seven things, what would happen. We don't want to go into it, because partly it's referring to our country and to the Second World War. He saw what would happen with the leaders and misleaders. But one thing he also saw, namely, that a car really would drive without a driver, and all who had interest in it, they took it out from the internet. They could take out all these pages. The car is shown without a driver at the steering wheel. Thousands of kilometers, be it in California, be it in Nevada or in Munich or Braunschweig, the test drives were made there. And if we then think of that, Brother Branham was told, when these things happen, then the end is very near. Not only the automatic driving and overtaking on the freeways, even the parking into a parking lot automatically. No one needs anymore to sit at the steering wheel, just pushing a few buttons, and the car drives backwards, forward, just as Brother Branham has seen it 1933. Why do we mention these things? God not only revealed his word, he also given us signs on which we can recognize that the time is just here. And also that, what we mentioned last night about the negotiations, be it with the Muslims on the Temple Mount, be it with the Mount Zion and the Jews, and all the other sites, everything must take place in such a way so that the covenant can be made, the treaty can be signed. And as we just heard of it, the man in New York went to the synagogue of Jews and he told them that he has full understanding for them. He who really wants to become Pope, he really went into the synagogue yesterday, and to the Jews he testified what he would like to do, We will see how things happen. In any case, the will of God will happen. We touched upon it in this circular letter. And we ask also in all the other languages, we apologize that we have been a little bit fast now. Actually, we want to publish them in the same time in the main three languages. And the reason, because we published in the German language, because we wanted to announce that on Good Friday, in the city of Böblingen, in the south of Germany, there will be a special meeting. And on Saturday, there will be a meeting in Salzburg. And on Sunday, in Zurich. This was actually the main reason why we published in the German language first, because we wanted to announce these meetings. Then for our brothers and sisters in Brussels and in Paris, we will announce it in the French circular letter. The 13th of April, Brussels. 14th of April, Paris. God willing. We just want to redeem the time. We want to be available for the Lord so that the last one is called. Also now, we wish all who are joining us online, they're not only joined with us, but that they are joined with the Lord, with the Word, by the Holy Spirit, so that all get revealed what the Word says to us through the Holy Spirit, namely that we understand what is written. They all shall be taught by God. And if God teaches us, then He always does it according to His Word and by His Word. Therefore, He says, if my words abide in you, and you abide in me, we appreciate God's Word, we love God's Word, and we are grateful that we have the Old and the New Testament, and that the Lord included everything until the end of time, until the new heaven and the new earth will be here. Everything God said in advance in this book. What has to be still emphasized is that God, many times, who are coming later on, He said prior to that. And things which happened prior, He said later. In Bible prophecy, it's not yet in an order in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, yes. In the New Testament, everything is in an order. Everything is written. And in particular, if we think about that, what is it? I've written it down. 186 quotations in the New Testament, alone from the Psalms. You can make your effort and you can read all these Psalms, and you will see how many places you will find who are referring in the New Testament, referring to the Old Testament, and they're quoted in the fulfillment, just as God foreordained it. And this is the grace which the Lord has given us. that we really do not only speak about an end-time message, not only speak about the return of the Lord or about that, what shall take place prior to that, but that we let ourselves be placed and so that the Word of God, according to happening in the plan of salvation, that we just can place all this by grace. Mainly, I think on the brothers who are not doing this. And there's just confusion, spreading confusion, referring to the prophet, but not a single time they go back to the Bible. The Bible is closed, and they're taking the quotations of the prophet and make with it what they like. They were sitting onto the seat of Moses and onto the seat of Branham. And what good is it? They don't go back to the word. They don't place everything correctly. And therefore, they bring only confusion among the people. I don't want to bother you with these things, but it brings me much pain worldwide by the things which were not placed biblically. And the various directions came up. Please, let us hold fast to it. What our Lord has said, I in them. This is the precondition. I in them. Not an idea. I in them. And thou in me. That they may be made perfect in one. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them. Thereby we recognize that he loved us. And before the foundation of the world, he could ordain and he could write our names into the Lamb's Book of Life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let us look at some scriptures, especially concerning the chosen and beloved people of Israel. As we said last night, the negotiations about Mount Zion, the Mount Zion belongs to the Lord. It just belongs to the Lord. No negotiations should be made at all. This is a fact. Let us read from Zechariah. Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 16. Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 16. Oh, which verse is that?
Der Herr aber wird Juda als sein Erbteil auf dem heiligen Boden in Besitz nehmen.
And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion, in the holy land, verse 12, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Also this we will see now in the connection. Then we have it here in Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah chapter 8. And here we read verse 3. Zechariah 8 verse 3. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Also here, we have a great lesson for the New Testament Church. The Lord God will not visit his people in Babylon, in New York or somewhere, but on the holy ground of the Holy Land, the land which he himself has chosen, there he will accept and receive his people again. Where will he receive the New Testament Church? In the confusion? No! Only if we return to the word which has gone forth from Jerusalem to Mount Zion, to the word of God. For thus it is written, Micah 4, in Isaiah 2, the word of the Lord shall go forth from Mount Zion and the teaching from Jerusalem. So, not in thinking, but in the assurance of faith that the Lord really has taken out from all Babylonian captivity. He pulled us out. He called us out. He has taken us out. And that we take nothing over into it. All the teachings and doctrines which were in the various denominations. No, a total making, a new total beginning, just as the people of Israel, so also the church. And a totally new beginning which God has made with us in this time. Now, concerning the ministry of John the Baptist, we emphasized it many times, and time and again we will do it, to show that he didn't prepare a way for himself, but that he prepared the way for the Lord. Now, just briefly, these places from Matthew chapter 3. And here just the first three verses. Matthew chapter 3 from verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And now it comes. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. This is the man who was announced in Bible prophecy, who should come, whose voice would cry in the wilderness. And when the time was fulfilled, it happened. And brothers and sisters, if you want to make the effort to count how many times the word fulfilled is written in Matthew 1, Matthew 2, Matthew 3, the word fulfilled, time and again, fulfilled. Matthew 1, just two or three scriptures to quote them. Matthew 1, verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. And then comes the place, the scripture from Isaiah 7, verse 14. This happened, all this was done, that it might be fulfilled what God announced. and what happened at that time. Just read all the scriptures up to verse 14 in chapter 2. Chapter 2, Matthew, verse 15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Here are three scriptures which are saying the same, and three scriptures are different in their fulfillment. In Exodus chapter 4, you can read it. We can read it together. There, Israel is the firstborn son, whom God calls out of Egypt. Then Hosea chapter 11, and then Matthew, here. In Exodus, in chapter 4, verse 22, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. Then it continues. And then the word from the Old Testament, my son, I have called out of Egypt. And then Joseph must receive the commission in the dream to take Mary and the child to go to Egypt, so that the word from the Old Testament, because it was Bible prophecy, that it finds fulfillment. He goes to Egypt. And then comes the fulfillment, out of Egypt I have called my son. Brothers and sisters, the important thing at the preaching of the word is the biblical, the correct placing of all the scriptures which are available for us. And we have a large number of it. You all know it. You can look it up, especially about Revelation chapter 10. So many things. So many things were said and written. And nobody thinks to be accountable. That in any case, in every case, we have to place on two or three scriptures or more to know in what kind of connection it really belongs. Let us say it humbly and really let us hope to be understood correctly. Brother Branham has said many things, also about Revelation chapter 10. Altogether, he 69 times he referred and mentioned Revelation 10, 69 times in his sermons he mentioned Revelation 10. And then he made the comparison to his ministry. Here the seventh trumpet angel, and here the seventh church angel. And he who listens carefully, and he who reads carefully, then Brother Branham, every time he referred to his ministry, referring to his ministry, he spoke in plural, but not a single time in the singular. And this one has to know, by the grace of God, one has to know that he was a prophet and that he precisely knew where he belongs, where his ministry was, namely as the last church angel to preach the whole counsel of God. And therefore, he always uses the word in the plural, Mr. Rees, that he would reveal all the mysteries, because it was referring to him as the last messenger, as the last church in the last church age. Everything from the fall in the Garden of Eden, all the counsel of God, and everything what was hidden to reveal these things and to lead us into the most secret plan of salvation of our God. Therefore, he always spoke of mysteries when it was referring to his ministry. But when it refers to the last ministry of the ministry of the last trumpet angel, then the word is written in the singular in Revelation chapter 10. And not only in the singular, but in the singular we read. Let us read it, so that we know precisely where the singular belongs and what is meant and what is meant with the singular. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, then the mystery, singular, the mystery of God. Who is the mystery of God? Jesus Christ is the mystery of God revealed. God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Although 1 Timothy 3, verse 16. Then the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared it to his servants, the prophets. My question, addressed to all the brothers, who really don't look up the Word of God, and all who hear it worldwide, they shall know that there is no man on earth who would appreciate Brother Branham's ministry more, who would esteem it more highly than I, his ministry. But my task is to place everything biblically. And here in Revelation chapter 8, he who reads in Revelation 8, at the opening of the seventh seal, and then in verse 2, let us read this verse. Revelation 8, verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. These seven angels are, of course, not the seven church angels who were in the right hand of the Lord, who were addressed and to this angel right, and to this angel right. Here it's seven angels who are standing before the throne of God in heaven, and to them were given seven trumpets. And then they blow their trumpets in verse 7, the second in verse 8, the third in verse 10, the fourth in verse 12. Yes. And then three are remaining. And therefore, it says in the last verse, in chapter 8 of Revelation, verse 13, and I beheld, and heard
da hörte ich
an angel,
einen Adler, der hoch
an angel, an eagle, flying through the midst of heaven,
und mit lauter Stimme,
saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. And then comes the fifth in chapter 9 from verse 1. Then comes the sixth in chapter 9 from verse 13. And then comes the announcement in the days of the voice of the seventh angel when he shall begin to sound. Then the mystery of God should be finished. Brothers and sisters, I'm asking myself, where is the respect before the word of God? Where is the reverence that really everything must be placed in the right way, that it is being put there where it belongs? The seven messengers to the seven churches are, to them were addressed seven messages. And to the angel of the church, right. And to the angel of the church, so-and-so, right. And we're grateful for these seven church age messages which the Lord left to us. And every church age message has a divine message in itself, and we must examine ourselves while reading of every church age message how it is with us. There's also written of the doctrine of Balaam, which some endured, and then it's written of the prophet this Jezebel. It's important for us that we read these messages to the churches and that we examine ourselves in the presence of God. In the same, it is also important that we just respect the divine placement and that we know that with God there can be no confusion at all, that God has placed everything in a wonderful way. Now the place in verse 3. And then to show us from the Old Testament. But not only not for us who we are gathered here, but for the brothers worldwide who are ministering with the word, who are giving out the spiritual food, who just need the biblical orientation in the word to be able to pass it on. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for the transmission. Thanks be to God that the ends of the earth can be reached, and so that all can be taught by God, respecting the word. Here we have it briefly. Revelation chapter 10. In verse 2, we see that this mighty angel who is clothed in a cloud, who has the rainbow over his head, in verse 1, and then with an open book he comes down. Alone here it's already confirmed that it happened after the opening of the seals, namely what is written here in chapter 10. In chapter 5, the book was sealed, the book was closed. In chapter 10, it is open, and the Lord, as the angel of the covenant, he comes down. He puts one foot upon sea and the other foot on the earth. He is the original owner. He has the right on this earth, and he will return, and he will start his millennial reign. Then verse 3, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. Here, Years ago we spoke about it. As a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Only then, when he, as the lion of the tribe of Judah, as the original owner, only when he comes down, when he puts his foot on land and sea, then comes the announcement, what will take place when the seventh trumpet angel will sound his trumpet. And right here, as we said many times, brothers and sisters, one has to find the key word. When the Lord says, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Yes, beloved. How does it look like in reality? I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Access. You can open. You can enter. You see. You hear. You are inside. You are not anymore before the door, but I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You don't see the things from outside. You are now in the kingdom of God, and you may see it. When we see all the connections here, how God has placed it in order in his word, I can just thank the Lord with tears in my eyes, thanking the Lord for the clarity of his word, for the biblical placing of all the things which belong to the plan of salvation of our God. Alone, if one makes the effort to go after the key word, and he cried with a loud voice, as a lion roareth. The Old Testament scriptures, we all know them. And nevertheless, I read it to you, so that all know, especially all our brothers all over the earth, who have to divide the word and who have to pass it on. I just want to read it. Just briefly, please. Namely, Joel, chapter 4. Joel, chapter 3. Here we read from verse 15. The German Bible has four chapters. Joel chapter 3, verse 15. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining, and the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. So, here we see it. The connection we see with our Lord as the lion of the tribe of Judah, who will then roar. And all know, Brother Branham, as a experienced hunter when he was in South Africa, and one time he heard the lion roar. And then he said, this no man can imagine. Not only that, what was in nature, everything was silent. In the moment where the lion roareth, everything is silent. And Brother Ram says, it really went through all his bones. But hear the connection now. Verse 16. The Lord shall roar out of Zion. Not from New York, not from Krefeld, not from Jeffersonville, not from Tucson, but from Zion, from Jerusalem. And he utters his voice. And whoever reads it to the end, in verse 16, but the Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. Here we have the precise connection. We know where it belongs. Verse 17. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God. Then comes the mystery of God comes then to be finished. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore. Here we see the precise connection where the lion roareth. What will happen when it really is so far? Here in Amos, chapter 1, in verse 2, you can read it. Amos 1, 2. And he said, the Lord will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither. Everything is written, described. You can go to Jeremiah 25. We can go to all these scriptures which testify of it. Let us come back to the Gospel of John to understand what God is about to do with us. And let us say it once again. It's not enough that by the grace of God, under the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we place the word of prophecy correctly, that we can bring it into the right connections into which it belongs. Also, we must recognize our time, our hour. We must let ourselves be placed. And as we read in John 17, verse 23, one Lord, one heart, and one soul. Becoming one heart and one soul. When there's not one discussion about any subject, where all are being taught by God, where the understanding is opened to all, and that all have the same revelation from God, passing it on. When nobody comes anymore and asks, how do you see these things? Or how do you see it? I can remember it. It's many years ago, 60 years ago, where preachers were coming together, here in our house. Yes, how do you see this? How do you see it? Today it's not about anymore how I or you see it. Today it's about how God shows it to us in His Word and how it was placed by God properly and how we let ourselves be placed. We read it, especially in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. How the ministry of John the Baptist has accomplished for what he was sent for. What shall be the result of the last message? Brothers and sisters, this is not my decision. This is God's decision. At the end of this age, there will be a bride without wrinkle and without spot, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Word of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit. She will be ready to meet the Lord as bridegroom. Here in John chapter 3, we read from verse 27, John 3, verse 27, and John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Also you and I, we can receive nothing, but we can receive everything what God is giving us, and this we accept. Then verse 28, ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Hallelujah. I'm not Christ, but I'm his forerunner. I was sent as his forerunner. And if you then hear the words, the message which was given to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. God has sent the prophet. He has sent the message. He left it to us. And we carry it from place to place, from continent to continent, to call out the bride and to lead her to the bridegroom. Listen, verse 29. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, who standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly. Hallelujah. I also rejoice with all my heart about the jubilee of the bridegroom, which we have heard, the cry of jubilee. So, Brother Branham, as the friend of the bridegroom, he brought a message, just the same as John the Baptist, a man sent from God, according to the promise of Isaiah 40 and Malachi 3, a man sent from God, with the message of God addressed to the people of God. And the fulfillment of the scripture which had to happen at that time has also happened. Let us read once again with a thankful heart. Verse 29. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. The bridegroom has the bride, also in the natural. Also in the very natural, the bridegroom has the bride. But the friend of the bridegroom, who standeth nigh and heareth him, rejoices greatly. Brothers and sisters, from today on, let us rejoice that we heard the voice of the bridegroom being the bride. We not only heard the message of the messenger, we have heard the voice of the bridegroom, and this distinguishes us from everyone who are walking their own ways within the message. As written here, The friend rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice, and this my joy therefore is fulfilled. Let us say it honestly. If I would not take it to heart always, what is being made with the message, then my joy could not be so great about what God has revealed and done. It could be made perfect already. But until now, I have great pain because of the church, because of the bride. Then verse 30, John 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. I must decrease. Then verse 33. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. Have you received his testimony? He who received it, he sealed with it that God is true, that he has given promises and that he fulfilled them, and that we have part in it. Then verse 34, for he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The fullness of God is available for us. Then verse 35 and 36. The Father loveth the Son and has given all things into his hand. Now listen closely now. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that remains disobedient to the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. This is a very serious word. He that believeth on the Son has eternal life. But he that remains disobedient to the Son, here we have the connection of believing to the obedience. That faith is not just a lip confession, but the faith is connected with obedience by grace, as it was also with Abraham. Abraham believed. Abraham obeyed. An example God had given to us by this, by grace. He that believeth on the Son has eternal life, but he that remains disobedient to the Son shall not see life. A very serious word, and especially addressed to all the newcomers, addressed to all the youth who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord. The obedience belongs to the conversion. The water baptism belongs to the faith. As written, he that believeth and is baptized. On this weekend, there's still ice on the baptism pool. The baptism can take place beginning of April. God already counts it when you are ready to be baptized. Let us say it once again. Faith, believing, is connected with the obedience. Disobedience is also with believers as the sin of witchcraft. And they don't get rid of it. They have to get rid of unbelief, because unbelief leads into disobedience. Faith leads to obedience, and we believe with all our hearts, as the scripture says. Let us summarize what has become great to us at this weekend. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, and especially Israel is in our hearts. And that what is happening there. We don't want to say it once again. But we see what has happened in the course of the years. Everything what happened from 48 to 67, everything what was under Jordanian rulership is now under the Roman Catholic rulership. Whether one comes to Capernaum on the Mount of Beatifications, also now Gethsemane, wherever one goes, even Mount Carmel, everywhere you have to pay entrance fees. Everywhere there's someone who has to say so. And now, even on Mount Zion, all this is happening. And it's really, it's connected with the end of time. And therefore comes, let us say it, as the Catholic Church says, now comes the last Pope who will bring everything into an order so that the treaty, the covenant, can be made. And brothers and sisters, let us say this also with all certainty. We are not only living in the end time. We really arrived at the end of the end time. And if we gather here in the name of the Lord from all peoples, tongues and nations all over the world, if we are gathering here to hear the word of the Lord, then this is not a coincidence. Then this was ordained by God in such a way so that the last message is really proclaimed in all clarity, in all truth, that it is placed biblically, proclaimed to all the world. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear. And all whose eyes are anointed, they will see it. It's just the grace of our God that we have a direct part in it. It's only grace. No one of us could search and look where we would be born, when we would be born, how our life would be. God has laid everything and He decided everything. I think, I don't know whether it fits here, but even when Brother Brennan was taken home, at the time I was staying at Luisen Street 160. I had no idea of an accident which he had, or of his going home. I couldn't know it at all. But as sure, as true as this is God's word, I really saw Brother Branham in the moment when he was taken from the earth into glory. I've seen him on a cloud, in a suit, clothed in a suit, bent over like this. He was taken up like this. And I said, in this vision, I said, Brother Branham, but you are not the Son of Man. Why do I see you on this cloud without having an idea, without knowing that this was the moment when he was called home? But you can imagine what this meant for me. When was it? The 5th or 6th January, from Brother Armbruster, I received a letter that Brother Branham went home. 5th or 6th January 66, I received his letter. You can imagine how grateful I am, how grateful I was and will be, that God has just laid it in such a way, without my doing. Also, servants of God They need a divine confirmation. Not that there's a follower. No, also Elijah. He saw how Elijah was taken up. We're not Elijah. We're no Elijah. But God is the same. And God works in a supernatural way. And God really decides everything. And so, as Brother Branham said, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of it. What did I know? What was meant with it? You can all remember it. Also Brother Alfred Borg and Brother Schmidt and some in our midst, what we did at that time. Natural groceries we stored in. We stapled them. Everything, because the Lord said, my servant, a great famine is coming. Store in food and groceries. I had no idea that with this is meant a spiritual food. No idea. Potatoes, flour, oil, noodles, everything what is necessary for life, we stored in. And then nothing came. Nothing came. 61, the building of the Berlin Wall. Russian tanks here, American tanks here, Brandenburg Gate. We all didn't know what would take place next. And then the man of God says, Brother Frank, you misunderstood the Lord. You were thinking a natural famine would come, and you stored in natural groceries. And then the explanation, God will send a famine to hear his word, and the food which you shall store in is the promised word for this time. And then the remark he made, the food is kept on the tapes which are recorded. At that time, not a single sermon was printed, not a single one. Also 66, in April, not a single sermon was printed. It was Brother Frank who called the brothers together in Jeffersonville in April 66, so that the sermons which were kept on tapes on 18 inches reels, they had to be printed and so that we can translate them into the different languages. God, really, from the beginning, he has given us a direct connection by his grace. Without interruption, without any interruption, God could continue his work. Without interruption, the message was carried into all the world. And by God's grace, we don't have to take anything back or to correct anything. Please remember these two words. The one from John chapter 3 of the bridegroom and of the joy of the heart and of the jubilation. And remember Matthew 25. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And we, who we have heard the jubilee cry of the bridegroom in this time, his voice, who we have heard his word, his voice, we may belong to them who will be ready at the return of the bridegroom. And we will only receive the divine seed in us, never a mixture, but only the original word we will hear and will preach and we will receive, believe, and we will get it revealed. Once again, John 17, verse 23, that they may be made one in us, and we in them. Really a divine unity. That we can really come together here as one heart and one soul and praying in such a way that the heaven can open and so the Holy Spirit can fall and so that we are shaken with all the sight here and so that God can make the finishing with all of us by grace. How many are grateful for the divine order in his plan of salvation, of his promises, and everything what he is doing in our time. To our God be the glory. May all be blessed worldwide. Also, for the divine understanding for the scripture, with the real understanding that the Lord has given us. Not that we bring it, no, which the Lord had given us, that really everything is placed biblically, that we know where the singular belongs, that we know where the plural belongs, where all the many mysteries have to be placed, namely into the ministry of the last church age messenger. And then, when it's written in the singular, the mystery of God, the mystery of Jesus Christ comes to fulfillment. The Jews, at that time, they didn't recognize the Lord. But then, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. And they will mourn, and they will mourn, and they will cry out, "Forgive us." And then the Lord reveals himself to his people. I'm just grateful for the holy word. May the Lord bless us all and be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us stand up. Whoever has a song, perhaps the choir can sing again. Can sing a wonderful song. We are here in the presence of God. We are gathered. We are just grateful. Grateful for what God is doing now. May all the singers come to the front. We will give God the glory. I hope that all understood that we have a nice instrument here, a Hammond piano, that we are all blessed. God is in harmony. There where God is, there is harmony. And we ask that this harmony is manifested in the singing, in hearing of the word, in everything. This divine harmony is in our midst. one moment. We sing the first stanza and the chorus. Only the first stanza and the chorus. Song 34 in our little booklets. Here we have this wonderful song, this hymn, The Love of God. 34, first stanza and the chorus. To this we say Amen. If you like, you can go or you can remain here. We will take greetings to Venezuela, greetings to Peru, greetings to Cuba, and there we ask especially that God may give grace. The main meetings will be in so-called Baptist churches, and all who will come there to hear God's word, Brother Idoni will be already there before me, and Brother Pacheco, Brother Erwin Pacheco, who normally translates into the Spanish language, he is already in Venezuela. And together we fly then, God willing, to Lima, Peru, to preach there in this conference in South America. I always have the impression it could be for the last time. Also now on all my journeys through India, whether in Bangkok or in Manila, I always have the impression that it could be the last time. And therefore, also the divine message with a holy seriousness, it's proclaimed, and God calls out the last ones. And as we have sung here in the song, in the first stanza,
schuldbeladene Sünderherzen gab Gott den Sohn dahin.
God gave his son for the sinners.
Gelobt sei unser Herr.
Blessed be our Lord.
Nicht mit Gold und nicht mit Silber.
Not with gold and silver, but purchased with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We were redeemed. And all, especially all the young people, all who want to rededicate their lives to the Lord, please add to your faith the obedience, so that God's word can become fully true in you. Should somebody have the desire to come to the front, you can do it. You don't have to come. Important is that you come to the Lord. And brothers and sisters, it's really on my heart that this day would have a meaning for all of us, also for the future. That we really take our stand on the word with a thankful heart. And that we don't listen to anyone else anymore. But as our Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. Now we ask our brother Joseph from Kinshasa to come and to pray with us. Please come. And brother Arben, please be so kind and translate from the French language. Also all the other brothers from Haiti, from Guatemala. May God bless you all.
Notre grand Redempteur,
our great Redeemer, we are grateful infinite for the word which we heard. You have chosen us before the foundation of the world. You have chosen us. You predestinated us unto salvation. And we are in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And for the grace, for the Spirit, bless the word which we heard today. Let it be sown in our hearts. Give us the true faith to believe as the Holy Scripture says it. Add to our faith the obedience so that we can live out your word. Give us your Holy Spirit so that we are led into all the truth. Lord, may you put an urgency in our hearts, because your return is very near. Let us be ready so that we can meet you in the air. Bless your servant. May you renew his strength. Lead him every day into the truth of thy word. Bless the word worldwide. We thank you, O great God. You have started a good work in all of us, and you will finish it for the glorious day of your return. We all prayed this in the powerful name of the Redeemer Jesus Christ. Amen. Very soon, oh how nice. To this we say, Amen. This is not only a hope. This is assurance of faith in our hearts. God didn't make us empty promises. He stands to His word. He went and He prepared the place for us. And He will come again to take us unto Himself. Be blessed, all of you, from all neighboring countries, from all over Europe, from all over the world, all of Africa, from everywhere. Take greetings with you to Canada. Take greetings everywhere. And also you, just please take greetings with you. And may all be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God and with full understanding, with a clear revelation of the Word by the Spirit of God. May all be blessed. And we abide under the covering of the blood in obedience of faith in the will of God until we come from believing unto seeing. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. Please remember me in your prayers so that the Lord may bless and may He be with me and with all the brothers who carry the word in all the world. Let us sing for the glory of our God. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, lift up thy countenance over all of us and give us thy peace and thy blessing. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, amen. And all the people say, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, be praised. Amen. Whoever would like to take the circular with him, please go to the dispatch office. That's how I was told to tell you. May the Lord bless all and be with all of us. Until the next time, amen. God bless you.